always had a houseboat in Port Creek, which is next to Hilsey Lido. I went up there every Saturday from the age of about 2. Dad used to push me up in a truck. In those days, there was just a footpath round, all round the foreshore from Alexander Park. When they first started suggesting that they'd build a Lido, the council ordered all the houseboats that were in Ports Creek to be removed. And then they built the Lido, and then the war came. I spent all my childhood, growing up years, at Ports Creek. That was our swimming pool, and mucking about on the mud. And so I didn't know actually what the Lido was like.
I spent hours and hours and hours in that Lido.
We had some lovely summers in those days.
We used to use the pool a lot. I can remember the swimming galas there, water polo.
They were all moved out. It didn't make any difference whether you lived there or whether you just went up there weekends or anything. The word Lido was a terrible word in those days for us people up there. So from that time on, we didn't go there.
We weren't supposed to go in there, my brother and myself. We were going to the paddling pool. And we went to the big pool. I followed my brother, and this particular day they were filming Tommy, and Ken Russell was in there with the film crew, and so was Roger Daltrey. And I remember Ken Russell having one of those big tannoy things, and speaking to us, and he had a whistle, and blowing the whistle for us kids to get out the pool. He blew the whistle, we all got out the pool, then he blew the whistle again, and we all jumped in the pool. Roger Daltrey was in the pool himself with a shaggy perm. He was a lovely looking fella, and he was doing the butterfly swim, and it was to the song I'm Free. Poor blimey, we was in and out the pool like a jack in the box as we were.
When I first learned to swim, I found it easier outside in the Lido.
You know, at the time of opening, it was queuing right across the car park, at least halfway across the car park, probably 3 deep. You used to come out of the pool, round to the Blue Lagoon Cafe, and queue there for ice creams and all that sort of thing. And there was the usual clown. I can remember this clown saying to this big bloke, "I'm going to race you to the end of the pool." He said, "I'll beat you to the end of the pool." And he goes, no, you haven't got a chance. "I'm going to beat you to the pool," he said. "We'll get in the water and I'll beat you to the other end of the pool." Unbeknown to most people, I spotted it, and I suppose a few others did. But there was a cable with a toggle on it at the end of the pool, and it ran through an eye on the far end, straight out into the car park, and was hitched up to a car. The clown got in, got hold of this rope, this wire rope, and towed him right the way across this pool. And all I can remember was he stuck his elbow above the water level and went along like a shark's fin. And of course he beat this bloke hands down, you know. "Oh, I told you I could beat you," and all this, you know.
It was our first time going to the Magic Guild. And I was about 6 and a half in the summer. And I was in the shallow bit of the pool. And then I just went up as far as I could go to the pool. And then I went back and got my daddy, and I asked him to come with me to go straight up to the top and back, and then I kept on doing it.
I used to do a little bit of sewing, and I made my sister a bikini out of some yellow, very bright yellow cotton material. And the poor girl went down the slide and the bra burst open. She'll never forget it. She's always telling people about the story of her bikini.
I can remember probably my first trip, the child of my age then, was just another world, a whole new world. And it was. It was just when we got out of the town, it was just the world. It was just... But being slightly disappointed that there was no sand. I remember seeing the ceramic sort of tiles on the floor and then grass, but no sand. Masses of people, always, forever, always busy. Chock-a-block with parents, with the children, of course. And it was just wonderful. I remember having water wheels that put the black parakeet and just having a paddle. And nice to be somewhere away from a beach, and the hills you lie down, it was a new thing. It was just a like computers are today.
There's another bloke used to get there, probably in his teens, I suppose, about 18, 19. They used to call him Tired because he's always splashing his muscles around and all that. You know? All the girls used to call him Tired. Have you seen Tired? He was only just a normal bloke.
Well, my memories go from 1946 to 1950, when my dad ran the miniature railway which ran between the pool and the boating lake.
I can remember just splashing about in the pool. I had this funny little one-piece bathing costume that was elastic. We just loved it down there. It was such a lovely place. Everybody went there. We could walk there. It was easy.
An equally frightening experience would have been climbing up the main diving board. With no prospect of actually diving off, I was determined to get to the top and see the view. Of course, once you're up there, it's quite intimidating, and I just couldn't stand. I had to lay and crawl on my stomach to the edge and look down to the pool below, thinking, well, there is an expression that begins with a B and ends in this, and getting my way down to the bottom again. And I felt as I climbed Mount Everest.
We went up there, it must have been a weekday during the school holidays, but we couldn't get in. The attendant said, you can't come in for at least another half hour. Because they're making a film there. It turned out to be Tommy Trindle. They were filming by the fountain. That's the fountain nearest the Blue Lagoon, not the one at the far end. He saw us four lads peering through the railings. They opened the gate and we went in and sat down with our backs to the Blue Lagoon watching them make this film. He was surrounded by a bevy of pretty swimsuit clad ladies. When they had finished filming, he wished us all well, and we followed him outside into the car park where he got into this great big Rolls Royce with all his entourage. And that probably would have been around about 1951. Be interested to know what the film was, because I never did ever get around to seeing it.
Going in there and not wanting to get your hair wet as you were getting 12 or 13, because they might just might notice me today and pose by the slide, the water chute slide, which is opposite the high diving board. They never did because they were too interested in coming off and showing off with their twiddles and their double somersaults as they came off the top board.
I got a fish and put it in, and it swam from the baby in right through 15 foot, and everyone started going mad and that, and then we found out that it was more than one in there.
And I remember what distinctly doing the first length of Hilsey Lido with the deep end in the middle. And I remember doing that with my mother walking with a towel over her head because it was in the middle of a thunderstorm. I ended up, as a result of the experience I had in Hilsey Lido, being a lifeguard on Southsea Beach. And swimming has always been the love of my life.
I remember it was a heat wave about 4 years ago, and the lifeguards, we knew them, and in the end they would always push us in and chuck us in, and it would be a big old laugh. In the end there was about five of us, we all caught the lifeguards and we chucked them in at the end. It was the funniest moment of that year, I think.
As I say, we used to join them a lot. The manager's name was Bob Young. Perhaps I shouldn't say this, but he said any time we want to come into the pool, just put a ladder up on the fence and come over, which often, obviously, we did.
I can remember bunking over the wall without the lifeguards knowing.